Famous pasuk, Yismucha Shamayim v'Sagel Haaretz Yudke Vavke. Let the heavens are glad, the earth rejoices. Vayomer b'Goyim Hashem Malach, and they'll say amongst the nations Hashem has ruled. What does this pasuk mean? That when Hashem's kingdom is manifest over the world, when there's a Hisgalus of Malchus Shamayim, all the heavenly hosts and all of humanity is going to rejoice. It's going to be a source of immense simcha. Rashi in Divrei HaYomim says, you know, when you have a new king that's crowned, no one knows what's going to happen, what the rule will be like. Will it be benevolent? Will it not? But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu rules, then Yismucha Shemayim V'Sagel Haaretz, everyone's going to rejoice because everyone will understand it's for their benefit. Included in this, therefore, is a deep, heartfelt request on our part that it should happen soon. That we should also have some kind of revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, which is at least a spark or a refraction of the light that we're going to express then, experience then. Ultimately, at the end of days, we'll have some kind of clear conception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He's the only King. He brought everything into existence. He makes everything happen. And according to the level of understanding that we'll have of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the level of simcha that we'll have. And therefore we ask, Yismucha Shamayim V'Sagel Haaretz, that we should be part of that simcha. When we're involved in Inyanei Shamayim, whether we're involved in things that are overtly holy, or whether we're involved in things that are more mundane, in Haaretz. Whatever we're involved in this world, we should feel a sense of that simcha of the awareness of Hashem. To the point where Ad Yom B'Goyim Hashem Malach, even the nations of the world, or perhaps even the part of us that's incredibly physical, should be totally illuminated with the light of Emunah and Hashem. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere, He's involved intimately in everything. And then we can serve Hashem from a beautiful, enlightened, inspired place. So Yismucha Shemayim V'Sagel Haaretz V'Yom B'Goyim Hashem Malach is really a lesson for us right now to develop, to enhance our awareness of Hashem and to allow it to infuse every single moment of our being, every single moment of our lives. Truth is, it goes further. Because we talk about Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimlech, Le'olam Vo'ed. What that means is, and it's obviously something we say at high points, Rabbeinu Bache explains, past, present and future, they're all the same for Hashem. There's no such pasuk as Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimlech, Le'olam Vo'ed. It's taken from different psukim. The point is for us to be able to stand, to declare Hashem's eternity. Just like He was King, we're standing here now in the present, Hashem Melech. Just like He was King in the past, He will be King in the future. Literally, all this is standing there with clear emunah. Hashem doesn't change. Hashem is good. His kingdom is good. It's wonderful for us. It's something that should fill us with tremendous simcha and also be able to light up the darkest parts of our lives, to have that clarity of purpose, of mission, of joy, of awareness of Hashem.